Welcome. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. I tell you what, I've got this cold hitting me. But try to work on it with that sore throat, poor aseptic. I've got Mucinex, sore throat. Had a Mitch from Haircut Today and Sherry Redenauer be on this Mucinex. And she's right. It's good stuff. But I'm missing a little bit right now. Basketball. Well, tonight, Thursday night, welcome you, Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Huskies. Hi, Melvin, we welcome you to today's education-based school varsity girls basketball game. Hi, it's the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, Hamilton Heights, City Huskies. This internet radio broadcast is made possible at audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention both teams on the floor taking shots at their leisure. 5:45 on the pregame clock. We'll run that down and they'll put 5 more minutes on there. They started 15 minutes here at Hamilton Heights. Talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team. The scoreboard, West Lafayette Red Devils. They are the Lady Red Devils. The school enrollment is 700. For Class 3A, Sectional 22. There are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will happen in Lakeside School. I'll mention the members in the sectional. No particular order. Pennsylvania Central, Lady Bombers, currently 13 wins, 0 losses. Western Lady Panthers, also unbeaten, 11 wins, 0 losses. Fort Montgomery, the Lady Chargers, 7-7. Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians, 7-5. In Central, they are the Bison, they are 8-2. Lakeford, Lady Hot Dogs, so in that sectional, along with West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. Lady Red Devils, 8 wins, 6 losses. To remind you, the principal, West Lafayette High School, is Ron Schreiner. Gap director and the assistant principal, Joel Strode. Athletic secretary is Kathy Slaughter. To let you know, West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North 10th Street, West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You reach them by telephone at 765-746-0400. The web is westlafayetteathletics.com. We'll mention they wear the collars, scarlet, and gray. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Your conference made up of 9 teams in the East Division. Eastern is in first place with a 1-win, no losses record in the East Division. They also have 10 wins, 0 losses. Hamilton Heights, placed right here at number 2. They're also 1-win, no losses. East Division, the Huskies are 10-1. Followed up by Northwestern, they're 1-1 in the East, put up by the Chipman Lady Devils. We'll talk about the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Pennsylvania Central, they're at the top, they're 2-0. In the West, they're 13-0 overall. Benton Central, they're 2-1, they're 8-2 overall. Twin Lakes, the Lady Indians, are 1-2, 7-5. For all, Central Catholic Knights. Knights have not played West Division game quite yet. Overall, 4-7. That's Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, 0-2 in the West for 8 wins, 6 losses. Now we'll talk about West Lafayette. We'll remind you they are 8 wins, 6 losses. Mentioned offensively per game an average 14 games, West Lafayette offensively scores 51.6 6. That's Lafayette Lady Red Devils. Defensively, 14 games, they average, they got 39.6 points per game. Will remind you, the head coach, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, missed a shot, 200, 30 wins, 150 losses. But in year number 17 at West Lafayette High School, and we'll remind you, she has 12 winning seasons out of her 17 seasons going on right there at West Lafayette. We're off to the 24-year. So she's working in year number 24, 198 wins, 139 losses. Well, I'll let you know, I did speak with her briefly. I see her over there talking Coach Terry. Customary, the conversation before a game. Say, look at her. She's got to be only 6'2", 6'3". She got some flat-sole shoes on, and she's a tall lady. So she played basketball. Sure, I'm not sure. So mention their next game on the agenda. It's going to be Tuesday, January 2nd. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Lady Hot Dogs be at West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. Now that means that they're going to have some time off. Have some time, maybe they'll go bowling. But they'll do something fun, team-oriented, human resources. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton Heights City Huskies. They have a school enrollment of 731. The class is going to empty out here shortly. The Heights City Huskies are sectional 24 in class 3A. Mention there are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Yorktown High School. They're going to introduce Junior Husky Night. Junior Husky Night right here. They want Chad Shear. Chad Shear still runs the ship, I'm pretty sure. Him heads up. He's done that for a long time. Got a lot of work to his will. So we're going to address with a public address. I think they're getting ready for the national anthem. I'm not quite sure. They are going to ask for those who have served our country. And I'm getting ready for the national anthem. We'll catch up on Hamilton Heights sectional here in just a bit. Good hand clap for those veterans of hand tonight. I see Coach Street down there. Coach Street, former football coach for the Huskies, went 7 years. The only Husky team, the final game, and that Lucas Oil. So we're going to set this down for the national anthem. Our national anthem. I should say Coach Street now coaching. She has an assistant to Coach Ballinger on the boys' basketball team. Now we'll talk about the Hamilton Heights. Katie Huskies, they're sectional. As mentioned, 7 teams in that sectional. Yorktown High School your host. The Lady Huskies is in no particular order. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, they're 10-1 overall. Birchtown Lady Tigers, they're 6-4. Elta, the Eagles, they're 7-6. Franklin, the Lady Eagles, are 8-4, followed up by the Newcastle Lady Trojans. And Dade County, the Lady Patriots, they're 9-2. The winding up, the 17 is Centerville, Lady Bulldogs. We'll mention the principal at Wilson Heights High School, Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. Athletic department manager is Lee M. Moffitt. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. Dial them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. For the web, it's hhchuskies.org. They wear the collars orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference Vision. And I'll remind you on hand tonight, taking pictures. He takes wonderful pictures. You can look online at photocrossphotography.com. 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 Also remind you, Lady Huskies are currently 10 wins. A loss on the season. 1 win, 0 losses in the East Division. We'll mention on an average of, I think this is 10 games to give you this average, 55.4 points defensively. Give up defensively 34.3. Remind you, the head coach, Lady Huskies, is Keegan Sherry. 129 wins, 55 losses. He in year number 8, Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies happens Saturday. That's this Saturday, December 16th. I think it's going to be an 11:30 JV game. That's supposed to be, I think, one half of a game. That told to me. I am Mr. Pat, thankful for him. So, AV, it's going to be at 11:30, going to be about one half of a game. The varsity game is going to start near noon, 12 noon. That'll be one varsity game. It'll be complete varsity game. Be right here at Hamilton Heights. They'll do battle with the Clinton Prairie, AD Gophers. So the clock is stationary at 3 minutes. We'll let you know who's your conference. Games happening this season. There are 3 games. It's a Thursday night right here, December 14th. First game is Benton Central, the Bison. The Travel, Tried West, the Lady Bruins. Second game on the list tonight is the Eastern Lady Comets, traveling to Northwestern to battle with the Lady Tigers. And right here, that's Lafayette, the Red Devils, with the Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Beats gum in my mouth, trying to get some saliva. Work it in. Think it might happen. Have some more stats we'll mention throughout the ball game. That's an ask 3A post basketball rankings. And we'll let you know sponsors tonight. We'll let you know them as they occur. And cheerleaders out there putting in work in the spirit section to get a lower level hands here tonight. I see the junior Huskies are going back upstairs. They're going to set in the middle section, the top. And then they're ready to go here. Hamilton Heights, West Lafayette. So looking for a good contest. You know when a game shot team is involved in the ball game, you've got a game. And a game shot, Keegan Cherry, have pretty familiar with one another. At least, years in chair. James shot 17th year here. Working on the court right now tonight. He's also taking pictures. Sean Flaherty, the specialist, let's put it that way. And he's taking pictures tonight. He's going to some blending. Officials on the court got their over jackets off. I recognize probably all three of them, one by name. One by name is talking to a very good Husky fan. A very good fan. Big time. That's an understatement. Glenn Schrock. Schrock got the understatement. So 1 minute left here. The pregame. At the clock stationary. And roll it now. Under a minute. So 45 seconds left in the pregame. To meet our starting lineups here momentarily. Do thank you for tuning in. We'll hope to enjoy the ball game as the officials shake hands with the bench area right there. They're going to talk it up. We'll mention Greg Knapp, Mike Thomas, Burnett Cooper. It's been this fat tonight. He does it about every week. That's Nick King. King Sport Nat Beard. So, clock's gonna roll down 5 seconds. John Flaherty getting a good photograph right here at the top of the circle. At the north end of the gym. So they're gonna inbound the basketball here momentarily. But we'll talk about the starting lineups. Just real mention starting lineups tonight for the West Lafayette Red Devils. West Lafayette Red Devils. We'll start like this. Wearing number 3, he's a 5'5" junior, Dylan Caston. Wearing number 5 for West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, a 6'10" in senior, averages 12.7 per contest. That's Sarah Wood. Wearing number 10, 5'10" in senior, 18.1 points per game average. 0.9 rebounds per game, and she chipped in at the highest scorer, assist at 2.4. Adrian Tolan, right here, she wears number 10. Wearing number 20, the 5'10" inch junior, wears number 7, Molly Andrew. She rebounds at a clip of 6.6 rebounds per game. Wearing number 24. 5'8" inch senior, 6.7 points average per game, Vivian Houston, head coach of the West Lafayette Red Devils, James Schott. Now we'll mention the starting lineup. We'll mention the lineup second, I should say, Lady Huskies. The Huskies will start like this. Having number 2, a 5'6" inch senior, 0.4 points. Game average, that's Ella Hickok. Wearing number 3, 5'6" inch junior, 10.2 points per game average, Katie Brown. Wearing number 10, a 5'10" senior, 26.3 points per game average. We'll talk about her in just a bit. Cameron Munner averages 5 boards per game, shooting 62%. Point land. We'll mention number 23, 8'7" inch senior, 1.6 points per game, Cassidy Schakel. Coming number 24, 5'9" inch senior, 6.1 points per game average, Adley Cherry. Mention the head coach of the Lady Huskies, Coach Egan Cherry. So the lights come back on. I thought I was going to need that little flashlight. The scoreboard right behind me lights up, illuminates pretty good. We're in the upper balcony, west side of the gym, the north end of the floor. So they're going to jump it up. Lafayette Lady Red Devils are cleaning the bottoms of their shoes. So when they do that, they are players. They want to play. They're going to work right there. Jumping up for West Lafayette, that's number 20. Molly Andrews, she's 5'10", a junior. But up for the Huskies, number 10, Cameron Munner, 5'10", senior. Toss is good. Hit to the backcourt by Cameron, but picked up by West Lafayette. Gonna go drive the lane. Side looking for a layup. Forget it. I was contested there by Katie Brown. Ball goes out of bounds, going to blow to West Lafayette. They're going to bring it in, ride the bucket on the baseline, and work it out top to the corner with it. And that's by Sarah Wirt. And outside the paint, turnaround jumper in the lane. Point bucket good. Buddy, Molly Andrew. He has to face some press. Backward. Cameron Leonard going to dribble across the timeline, break the press. Pick up the basketball, double team. So we're going to right side behind the arc, Abby Cherry. Ella Hickok, the opposite corner. They'll bring back out that Katie Brown. Katie Brown has to make a pass. It's going to be, they're going to call it a kick. They're going to work it from right there. They'll bring it in from half court. And a shoe tie going on right there for Ella Hickok. 7:27 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. Lafayette in front. Charles to the backcourt. Cameron Runner puts it across the timeline. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She was right side. Hand off. Abby Cherry. They're going to run around near the paint. Elbow left side. If that's down low, it's going to be deflected. He's out of bounds. Here we got Sean Flaherty. 7:14 clock in a roll. Hamilton Heights playing loose press in the backcourt. They'll pick up in the frontcourt on the dribble baseline. Oh, it's going to be kicked. So it's out of bounds. They're going to stand last touch by West Lafayette. Lady Heskey's going to get the ball back. They'll bring it in the rest of the bucket. The baseline. They'll work it right there. They'll bring it in. The paint, they're looking for to break the press. The front court will break the press with a pass. Get back to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble the lane. She'll work it left side. Baseline. Jumper is good. Cassidy Schaefel. Got a 14-footer at 2-2. 6:45 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Wilson Heights and West Lafayette across conference. Matchup. They'll work it down the low, go off the glass. Point bucket good. Clamp the bucket, West Lafayette. 14. Double check that. That's 24. Vivian Houston. Back to the front court. The dribble, Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Katie Brown with the shot. Kicked out of bounds. I bring it back in. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. 6:21 on the game clock. 4-2 contest. Lafayette in front. Going to win an entry pass there from the out of bounds. Tossed it into Payne. The alley-oop attempts. Couldn't get the shot to go. Cameron Runner is going to shoot two. So they're going to whistle this foul. First foul of the ball game. The whistle on 20. Molly Andrew. First shot is good by Runner. Ellie Andrew has one. Team foul number one. Lady Huskies yet to commit a foul. Oh. Second shot also good. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner working on her average. She's 94% on the season. Working it to the front court now and across the timeline. It'll be a reach in. It'll be a tip away. Picked up at center court. Cameron Runner to go off the glass. Point bucket is good. 6-4 contest, Hamilton Heights in front. You know, working across the timeline with the pass. Into the front court, Sarah Wirth. Go baseline, she'll get it back inside. Get foul with them. They're left of the bucket in the paint. That's number 20, Molly Andrew. The first foul whistled on the Huskies tonight. And a whistle and foul on number 3, Katie Brown. She has one. At the free throw line, 20. Molly Andrew got the first. Molly Andrew started tonight 60%. Now 19 for 31. Now 20 for 32. Got both of them. At ball game at 6. Working in the backcourt. The dribble, Ella Hickok. Go to the front court. You know, Cameron Runner. Cross-court skip pass from Hadley Cherry. Bring it back out to Ella Hickok. Up-court skip pass, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. Go off the glass, right to some bumping going on. Rebound, Abby Cherry. Point shot in the air by Hickok to his right elbow extended. He gets the shot to go. Goes out of bounds. 8-3 left here in the first quarter. So they're bringing in from the backcourt. He's across the sideline at a dribble pace. Adrian Tolan. Looking left side. Guarding the basketball is Cassidy Schaefel. The dribble, she won't dribble. Dylan Caston. Gonna be tipped away, stolen. Ella Hickok. Big old left side off the glass. 2-point bucket. Scott will shoot one more. 8-6 contest. They're going to whistle this foul on West Lafayette. Lady Red Devils. It's going to be number 20, Molly Andrew. She'll pick up her second foul. She'll take a breather. Get a medium five from Coach Scott. In the ball game, number 40, Bree Johnson. As Scott would go, could get the 3-point play. The 8-6 contest, Lady Huskies by 2. 5-0-8 in the first quarter. The home game. That's Lafayette. Had the home game last year. They're working through the corner. They go baseline. Back pedal, back out. From the baseline, 14-footer shot didn't go there. Dylan Epson. Rebound put back is good. At the bucket, 10, Adrian Tolan. 8-8 contest. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. Right back around, Cameron Leonard back to the corner. Abby Sherry, 3-point shot is good. 11-8 contest. Lady Huskies by 3. 4:27 left here in the first quarter. That side behind the arc at 24, Vivian Houston. Get around the perimeter. Just right side from the Husky bench. That's number 10, Adrian Tolan. And back underneath. In the paint, 2-point bucket. In the ballgame, that's number 40, Bree Johnson. Johnson above her average already. 4:05 on the game clock. So from the corner, short off the mark. Abby Carey rebound, Ella Hickok. Look at left side. I take an air 3-point land. What do you go for Katie Brown? The rebound in the backcourt on the dribble, Adrian Tolan. Pass it to the front court. The dribble, 24, Vivian Houston. Bring it around the perimeter. They go from the right corner baseline. 3-point shot is good. Number 5, that's Sarah Wirth. Sarah Wirth shooting 29%. 2-point land. Sarah Wirth for 3. We're going to whistle. So long right there. 3:36 left. The whistle foul right there on the West Lafayette. It's going to be number 24, Vivian Houston. She has 1. Team foul number 2. Bring it back and forth to the backcourt. Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner. Hickok dribbles across the timeline. Steps the dribble right there at their circle. What's right side having Sherry? They're going to go to the left side. We're going to see the corner of Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to rim off long. Rebound out there, 24, Vivian Houston. The front court with the basketball. It chips by Hazard Sherry, trying to save the basketball. That's Lafayette Lady Red Devil. With number 5, Sarah Wordball goes out of bounds, belongs to the Lady Husky. So they're bringing in from the backcourt, 3:04 on the game clock. Working across the timeline, at number 2, Ella Hickok. Inside the arc, Cassie Schaefel. Check pass, and it gets away. Picked up there. West Lafayette. Elizabeth Wilcoxon. We'll call her Ellie part of the game. To save the basketball. Second attempt. This time in the possession. West Lafayette. Outside the arc. Right elbow extended. Credit the basket. That's Sarah Worth. 16-11. West Lafayette by 5. Work across court path. Across the timeline. Cameron Runner. We're going to see the corner. We're going to back around. Cameron Runner. Out top, Katie Brown. Aside behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Very dribble, all alone, down low, off the glass, Ashley Schaefel for 2, as the assist to Ellie and Ella Hickok, the timeout on the floor. We'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you tonight, Acadia Industrial Park in self-storage. Your outdoor storage, that's fresh storage, that's your investment, safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1800. Again, that number is 317-774-1800. Or you can go to www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. Industrial Park and self-storage. Yeah. So they're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in from the backcourt. the timeline, number 10, Adrian Dolan. Side of the arc there, we're going back to the corner on the triple at 15. Lee Wilkinson. Wilkinson, there we go. We're outside the mark, out top of the basketball. First, on the dribble to Joe LePain. They're taking it back out to the corner. 3-point shot is good. Left-handed shooter, Vivian Houston for three. 18-13. Lafayette in front. Quarter, 1:42 left. The dribble, Cameron Leonard. To go baseline, and he's kicked out of bounds. It's out of bounds by number 40, Bree Johnson. Johnson wearing that protective facial mask. I'm going to call in the ball game right now. It's going to be number 30. The ball game, Izzy Torelli. The paint, shot off the mark, ready to go. Chip back, and now the ball game is Vivian Houston. West Lafayette, ball in the front court. Second attempt at the basket. Hamilton Heights to the dribble left side. Ella Hickok. Hesitation dribble. She kept the hand above the ball. And they're going to lose the basketball following that particular dribble. It's going to go all to the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. 24 on the game clock. Brought in from side court. Put in there by Sarah Worth. Top of the circle. Adrian Poland. She'll work at left side. Left side. That's Izzy. Torelli, they're working out top again. Basketball and the dribble. Here at number 5, Sarah Worth. Switched off, working the defense right here. Cameron Leonard going to guard the basketball outside the arc. Adrian Tolan, working left side. In the ball game for Brady Huskies. Number 25, Kennedy. Terry. They carry contesting that basketball. It goes out of bounds. Last set by West Lafayette. Taking a breather in the ballgame, going to be number 23, Cassidy Schaefel. In the ballgame is number 3, Katie Brown. She's going to be brought in at Hamilton Heights. Then going to bring it in from half, which is three-quarter court. Then Ella Hickok will dribble across the sideline at a walk pace. Then against her, 24, Vivian Houston. Back pedal dribble at the top of the circle. Ella Hickok crossover for Jim Lorraine. Puts it back out behind the arc. 3-point shot, Katie Brown, wouldn't go. Back the other direction. From the rebound, that was Adrian Tolan. Bring it back around the rim. Back in the paint. We go behind the arc. Bring it back inside off the glass. 2-point bucket. Good entry pass. Credit the bucket, Adrian for Tolan. 23 seconds left. First quarter, 21-13. The dribble to the timeline. Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. Work at right side. Katie Brown. Out top. Cameron Marshall dribble. She go inside the 3-point line. Push it back out. Happy sharing. Well, Hickok. Now to Cameron. Cameron 3-point land. Rims off. Nearly went. Wouldn't go at the buzzer. At a first quarter break. For the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils 21. Black Lady Huskies. Team. We'll also mention today's ball game is being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, for Lisa, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience of serving clients, the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-086. 317-513-086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax, rely on the real estate lady who listens. Dial experience. And knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. It's week 21, Chiefs. So he ends down the basketball side court, alternate possession arrow, gives it to the Lady Huskies. The right side on the dribble. We're working back inside. Hello. Last shot with the go. Shot taken by Avery Cherry. Back the other direction. On the dribble last top. The basketball is 24, Vivian Houston. They're working at the right side with the basketball. Dylan Castens, Garner dinner by Ellen Hickok. For the corner with it. Point shot, rims off long. Shot taken by Vivian Houston. He made her West Lafayette. The second attempt. It was eight off the glass. Cut right there, that's number 10. Adrian Poland. 2-23-13. West Lafayette by 10. 7-13 left here in the second quarter. They're dribble around Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to go to the hoop. It's a layup that went in, but the foul's going to occur prior to. And they're going to whistle this foul. West Lafayette. Whistle on 15. Please. Focus. Will Coxton. There we go. Will Coxton has his sister Ellie. Coxton. So Will mentioned he's a basketball player too. The right side going to go off the glass. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there secured by 40. Bree Johnson. The whistle foul at half court. Foul is double check here. It's going to be, going to go back to the Lady Huskies. Yeah. Turnover by Lady Red Devils. Back in the ball game is Cassidy Shakel. Get a breather. Lady Huskies is 25. And that's Kennedy Jarrett to the front court. Yeah. Reach in. A little closely guarded there. But Hickok on the dribble. They're going to whistle this foul on number 3, Dylan Gaston. Kitty Red Devils. She'll pick up her first. Team foul number 2 here in the second quarter. West Lafayette. Up to the timeline with the basketball. But Hickok. Down near the center circle, left side on the dribble. Cameron Runner back to Abby Turner, back to Cameron. Straight away on the dribble. Face near the dribble. Top of the circle. She'll take a shot. It'll rim off right side, wouldn't go. Down out of there, that's number 10, Adrian Tolan. She'll pick up the basketball behind the arc. Work it back around. Gonna dribble it right side. Gonna reach in foul, they're gonna whistle this. For 3, Hamilton Heights, Katie Brown. She'll pick up her second foul in tonight's ball game. That's 1. Previously for the SEC in the second quarter. He brought in side court. The typical Wayside Stable basketball. Good effort there, Cameron Runner. The basketball is going to stay there from going out of bounds. It's being put on the Bateman's side court line. Gives it back. That's Lafayette. Vivian Houston brings it in. Tightly in the backcourt. On the dribble. Adrian Tolan. Pick up the basketball. Go right side behind the arc. He points shot on the way. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Point put back is good. The bucket, Bree Johnson. And that original 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Sarah Worth. 5:55 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court. She'll work at left side. Cameron Runner. Or should be 5:48. Long pass. To get it to Ella Hickok in good hands. Knocks it out of bounds. Number 3, Dylan Castens. Lady Huskies going to bring the ball inbounds in front of the Lafayette bench. Bring it in. Slightly to the front court there on the dribble. Slow dribble. Stationary Cameron Runner. She'll work it back out on the dribble. Elbow right side. Ella Hickok passes. T. Brown about to have his carry. They'll go to the corner. Ella Hickok. Top shot wouldn't go. Going back the other direction. That's number 10, Adrian Tolman. Go to the corner with it. On the dribble. That's Worth. Error Worth. To the back out, 3-point shot. Left of center. And at the bucket, number 10, Adrian Tolan. 5:12 left here in the second quarter. 28-15. Lafayette by 15. Work it back out. The dribble back out top. And the back dribble. Cameron Runner. She's going to work there. Go hard to the hoop. She'll draw a foul. She's working against number 3, Dylan Caston. This is a 5'5 junior. So they're going to whistle a foul there. It's going to be whistled on Caston. Pick up her second foul. At the free, I take that back. That's on 40. Bree Johnson. Pick up her first. Shot up and good. Cameron Runner. 28-14. The Devils, the Red Devils by 14. Like a shot up and also good. 28-15. after the ball game, we're going to see number 20, Molly Andrew, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, taking a breather with number 40, Bree Johnson. So both shots good by runner. They're going to bring the ball in full court. Lafayette pass to the timeline. The zero left zero work. You go to corner with it. 3-point shot good. That's number 3, Dylan Kasten. Kasten's working on that 3-point average. 440 left here in the second quarter. The dribble, not back pedal dribble. Now she'll work back in again. Ella Hickok, check pass. And again, it's a Cameron runner. Adam Cherry kicks the ball around, and they're going to call a foul on the Lady Husky. So we'll throw this foul on Adam Cherry. She had two. Back in the ball game, it's going to be Kennedy Cherry. Get a breather for the Lady Huskies. It's number 23, Cassidy Shakel. 3-1-15. Balls in the front court. West Lafayette with the basketball. The lead. They're striding the paint. Couldn't get the shot. Molly Andrew going back the other direction. The Huskies. Working in. Kennedy Cherry. Working back to the corner. Inside the arc. And Harry Cherry now back to Cameron. Cameron gets a dribble in. Float one up. It'll rim around. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner trying to board the basketball. Here's stay the ball went off of Cameron's hand out of bounds to get the ball back. West Lafayette. 3-1-15. 4-0. Moving. Bring it to the timeline. That's number 10, Adrian Tola. So we're on the left side. Vivian Houston. We're to the corner. That's 3 Dylan Captains. Dylan baseline. He's tipped away and stolen by Harry Cherry. Step by Kennedy Cherry. And Cherry's trying to get to Ella Hickok, and he's stolen back. 20, Molly Andrew. Look at out top of the basketball. That's 24, Vivian Houston. They'll hand the ball off. 10, Adrian Tolan. Adrian Tolan is a 5'10 senior. 3:34 on the game clock. To the left side behind the arc, Dylan Captain. Around the perimeter. Out top, Sarah. Sarah, third. So we're going back, do a little tip to back to the backcourt. Official said safe to pick it up, low over and back. Bring it back around, elbow left side. Step the dribble, work it down low. It'll be a reaching foul. They're going to call this foul on Lady Husky. Whistle on Harry Cherry, 24. And she's going to pick up her third foul here in the ballgame. She's going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame, Lady Husky, 23. After they shake them, bring the ball in left of the bucket. Going to have it brought in by 24, Vivian Houston. Here in the front court, left of the bucket on the baseline. Sophia gets it in behind the arc. She'll dribble in. That's Sarah Work. She got to wait a step there. Word it back in to go off the glass. One shot wouldn't go. She'll shoot two. Number 24 going baseline. And that right-handed layup, Vivian Houston. We're going to whistle this foul on 23, Cassidy Shakel. He has one. He's foul number 5 on the Husky. Left-handed shooter. First shot good. Vivian Houston. 3:08 left here in the second quarter. 32-15. West Lafayette in front. Second shot is also good. Vivian Houston. Started tonight 74%. He's now 19. 25 on the season. Was brought in backcourt. Cameron Runner to Ella Hickok. She'll walk it to the timeline. Walk it left side. Work it back in. Right elbow, Cassie Shakel. And backdoor cut. Cameron Runner. Red shirts right there. Goes out of bounds. Last touch. Right. The Red Devils. 2:56 on the game clock. Going to be brought in. Get alley-oop play in the paint. Time to Kennedy Cherry. Rimmed up, rimmed out, fell out like a popcorn bottle. Back the other direction. The dribble. Never dribble Dylan Captains. The top big cover dribble, Adrian Tolan. Get the basketball to Vivian Houston. Out top. 3-point shot. And elbow is extended. That's a bucket. Lafayette. That's Sarah Worth. 26 on the game clock. The dribble. The paint. One shot good. Katie Brown. Eddie Brown for 236, 17, 215 left here in the first half, second quarter. Inside the arc at number three, Dylan Caston. Of course, get passed out behind the arc. Now she'll square it up. Center circle, we're going to get her. Cameron Runner. Over to the corner. Sarah Worth, shot on the way, got it. 3-point shot, Sarah Worth. 9-17. 150 left the first half of the dribble lane. Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock going to take a shot. Went in. To get fouled in the act of shooting, she'll have one additional shot. And I will mention, back in the ballgame for West Lafayette is 15. Ellie Wilcoxon, taking a breather, is number three. Ella Caston, shot the free throw line. Ella Hitchcock. So she'll get the free throw. She'll get a 3-point play. The 9-20. West Lafayette in front. 45 on the game clock. The dribble in the lane. Sarah Worth picks up her dribble in the lane. Back out top. Vivian Houston. She'll dribble right side. Left hand shot outside the paint. Good. 2-point shot. Good. Houston. 31-20. West Lafayette in front. 1:24 on the game clock. The dribble lane. Kennedy. Big Cherry. Go, but she got fouled in the act of shooting. Billy Sherry's going to shoot two. 1:21 left here in the second quarter. 41-20, Billy Sherry, a shoe tie right there. The free throw line. And she'll get two shots. If you look in the balcony there, you see a lot of junior Huskies looking at this ball game. So 41-20, between the bottom of the shoes. Andy Cherry at the free throw line. So she'll dribble three times. Shot on the way. Runs off with Joe. Andy Cherry. 57% at the free throw line. She's now 4-for-8. She's to 50%. I put the in sports. She doesn't mention anything under. Second shot. Good. So one good to strike at 41-21. Lafayette is front in the backcourt, guarding the basketball, Kennedy Cherry. Making it difficult in the front court. There's a handoff right there at Sarah Worth. Working back around. Hands of Vivian Houston. Stop being guarded there by Kennedy Cherry. But no, 2 left. They're in the second quarter on the dribble once again. Here's Adrian Tolan. Stop. There's some time right there. Some basketball and dribble in. It's a traveling violation. They dribble into paint, I should say, yeah, inside the arc. Ball down again after it touches second here. Back the other direction. Eddie Husky. 35 seconds left in the second quarter. On the dribble outside the arc. Eddie Brown. Top Cameron Runner. Dribble in. Kick it back out on the dribble now. Katie Brown. Go to the corner with it. Ella Hickok. 3 seconds left. Shot in the air. Comes off with Joe. Going off the mark, that was Cameron Runner. Rebound out of there, West Lafayette, across the timeline. The basketball, Adrian Tolan. Going to baseline, lost the handle. Going to be picked back up by West Lafayette. Go short off the rim. Shot taken there out of 10, Adrian Tolan. Back the other direction, Kenny Cherry. He's working down low. And after touch the ball was E. Brown. She steps on the baseline, going to give the ball back. The Lady Red Devils, 41-21, 5.2, across the timeline. 2 seconds, shot at the top of the circle, they call a traveling violation. Traveling violation, that shot taken by Sarah Worth. Eddie Husky's going to get to bring it in three-quarter court with 1.2 left. The long shot is a buzzer half-court or better. Off the backboard, Ella Hitchcock. Go to a halftime break. Time breaks. Lafayette Lady Red Devils, 41. Wilson Heights Lady Husky, 21. We thank you for tuning in. And so mission. She's going off into their set locker rooms. Wilson Heights to the south and to the north. Mission goes from West Lafayette using the Husky Boys Locker Room. Make sure. Mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you. The parts. It's Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, Best Car Quest Auto Parts. 1110, South Bruce Street, Cicero, Indiana. 6034. At the south end of Cicero. Cicero Town Plaza. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And also bringing you tonight's content is our Septic and Sewer. Reach them by phone at 317-758. Take that 753-8858. And that number is 317-753-8858. Power Septic and Sewer. Say it like this. They say, we do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water, bedding, septic tank riser installs, pro pump, bacteria, septic system. They say, remember, you can't go without us. Serving Hamilton County, surrounding counties, since 2000, that's the new millennial. Family owned and operated. Powers, and sewer. And I will go ahead and mention. Another sponsor for tonight's ball game is Runyon Truck Store. In Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Truck, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store. You can reach them by phone at 765-852-8130. Again, that number is 765-852-8130. Runyon Truck Store. Your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon's, they say we bleed orange. And we'll also mention a little bit about what's happening. The Indiana High School girls basketball. Girls basketball stat leaders for this week. This week in the state of Indiana. These are points per game average. First, in the state of Indiana, she's played 11 games. This is in 11 games. 31.3 points per game average. Amanda Bettinger. She goes to Argus High School. Argus High School, if you didn't know back in the day, not too long ago, they didn't have football as a program. They had to have soccer. Only soccer, but anyway. We're mentioning Samantha Bettinger. She's a senior. She wears number 10. She plays varsity basketball and varsity soccer. She 1.3 points per game average. At number 2 this year in the state of Indiana, I should say, this week, wears number 24. Ava Ziolkowski. We'll try that again. Ziolkowski is Ziolkowski. She's from Crown Point High School. Ava has participated in 13 games. She's 6'1". She's a senior. She plays the one sport. 28.5 points offensively per game average. Ms. Ziolkowski, 28.5. Third on the list here in Indiana High School girls basketball. To the point totals for this week, state of Indiana. She's played in 11 games. Maya Pakolewski. Maya Pakolewski. W-A-K-A-L-U-S-A-Y. She's a junior. She's 6'4". I have heard about her. We were at the Nobleville game. And she was on the list I read that night. And anyway, she was in Southeastern in Royals. That there is vicious. She was in Southeastern Lady Royals. She's a junior, 6'4". She wears number 3 and she averages 22 points per game. That's 28.2 average per game. Aya Golovkin. But finished this list. Or 40 on them. Game clock. It's an intermission clock. Mention at number 4. Number 4 this week. Kayla Lacombe. Kayla Lacombe. He attends school at Indiana Arsenal Tech High School. He's a senior. The 9 ball games. For the 27.8. 5'8". He wears number 1. She played varsity basketball and varsity softball. 27.8 average senior. Kayla Lacombe. 9 ball games. We'll mention at number 5. Familiar person. Number 5. He's a senior. At foot 10. Where's number 10? 36.6 points. Same average. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Played varsity basketball. She played varsity golf. A lot of people might not know about the golf. I tell you what, I didn't. And I'm Cameron Runner, 5'10". Here's number 10. Senior, 26. 26 points. Team average. This week. State of Indiana. And I'm more mentioned, 3:22 on the game clock. Also mentioned, bringing you this contest tonight. Jim Dandy. Dandy Restaurant. That's good food. Good friends. Good times. Jim Dandy Restaurant tries to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that three-third shot. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first. No matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. It's in Nobleville at Jim Dandy Restaurant. Always looking forward. Taking each visit, like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, friends, and good times. Not far away. The Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Also bringing you tonight's ball game. It's Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking that dependable, big truck rental company, a high-quality choice, it's far away. On Indiana Express Rentals, the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, at 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-3800. And that number is 317-773-3800. They have up to 26 feet of trucks available. The truck with a Tommy lift. Sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. She truck rentals, but ain't pissed you alone. To weigh any possible concerns away from the travel. Indiana Express Rentals. So bringing you tonight's content is the Fritz and Fishers. www.fritzfishers.com. Fritz in Noblesville also. It's in Noblesville.com. Take that back on the web. It's fritzinfishers.com. They have quality cars. Front SUVs. Third, low mileage and one owner automobiles. Fishers, Indiana, they're at 8599. 163. To reach them by phone there at 317-2-2228. 317-2-2228. Along State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville. Reach them there at 317-773-2232. We'll mention 317-773-2232. Think about a mission. Fishers. number 317-842-2228. 317-842-228. ScriptFishers.com or ITV. So we're going to end down with basketball. Going to belong to their possession. Gives it to the West Lafayette Lady Red Devils. 41-21. 8 minutes here in the third quarter. Brought in half court, Dylan Jackson. Off just slightly to the back court, number 10, Adrian Tolan. Brings to the front court, being guarded there by Cameron Runner. So we're going to basketball, Tolan. Sit up, we're going to get there, Cameron Runner. Get back out top. Top of the basketball, Worth is going to dribble. Outside the paint. Go off the glass, off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Schenkel, there's going to be a foul whistled during the rebound. And could be brought in from the backcourt, Lady Huskies. The whistle is fouled, number 10, Adrian Tolan. She has two. So we're across the timeline. So we're going to side the arc. Top, give the basketball, Cameron Runner. Better on the dribble. And he gets her in Tolan. She'll cross over, stick a shot. Right, a snitcher, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Carum to the corner, goes out of bounds right there at the Husky bench. 7-20, that ball is going to go out of bounds, belongs to West Lafayette. The Red Devils are going to toss it in half court. The basketball up, Dylan Chastain. Chastain's on the dribble. Crossover dribble out top of the basketball. And out top of the basketball, it's 24 shot dribble. Vivian Houston, back to Chastain. Picked up there by Ellen Hickok. Pick the basketball up to go right elbow. 20-inch. Molly Andrews. She'll dribble around. Dribble in. Shot off the glass. We go. Had a road board. Put it back in. Left side of the bucket. Glass. 33-21. The Huskies cross the timeline. Railing in this ballgame. We're going to back around outside the arc. Cameron Runner. On the dribble. She's working the paint. She'll take a shot off the mark there. Might have been deflected. Was wondering if it was foul. She knew it was deflected. Went regathered right there by the West Lafayette Red Devils there at the front court now. The dribble out top. Might have got away with the hands right there. A little bit of extra dribble. First couldn't get the shot off the backboard. Go back the other direction. But Hickok. Hickok got knocked to the surface. No foul. Couldn't get the bucket outside the paint. Right-handed layup to the front court. Ashton's with the shot. Rebound, Tolan, outside the word. First going to go free throw line. We're going back to Jackson. Ashton's going to bounce it in. Andrews, throwing the paint off the glass. Molly Andrews gets the bucket, and she'll shoot one. She'll shoot one. We're going to see a petition here in a moment. They're going to whistle it foul. Cameron Roten, she has two. In the ball game, first time for Lady Huskies. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Number 23, Cassie Schakel. Out on the way, short off the rim, went to go for Andrews. Tipped away and picked up. In the front court, Cassie's on the rebound. Andrews across the paint. Yes, the word. We'll try a shot, 2-point shot, went to go. Rebound. Abby Sherry. The front court, they'll go to the corner. Katie Brown. Thought about a three, she'll bring it back out. Out top of the circle, Abby Sherry back to Ella. Ella hit got down low. Shot by Cameron Roten. Recycled it. Downtown. Block shot. 20, Molly Andrew. Put the hand. It's Junior. At 33 left. In the third quarter. Rest of the bucket on the baseline brought in by Adam Cherry. That's against Cameron Runner. And the back dribble. And right there. Pretty hurt. Vivian Houston. Still guarding the basketball. No count being answered. In the paint. They're going to call a traveling violation. She's going to take that extra step and make the pass. I believe if she'd have made the shot, that would have been okay. 20 on the game clock. Dribble to the sideline. That's 24. Houston, Vivian Houston. That side in front of the bench. Jane shot in the tip to the backcourt. It's going to be off Houston's foot to the backcourt. She can retrieve it. Fetch last the woman on the sideline. Ella Hickok. Oh, Dick, not my ball's going to have any violation in the front court. Fail. West Lafayette, who gives the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 45-21. 4:57 on the game clock. Working right side behind the arc. Cameron Mercer cross over to go in the lane. She'll work it outside. Shot on the way. Have the chair. One shot wouldn't go. Rebound. At the end, Angie. Molly Andrew. Back the other direction. Shot going to be tipped out of bounds. The last touch by the West Lafayette Red Devils. Let me get back. West Lafayette going to bring the ball in the front court. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Sarah Worth. Pumping it in. Behind the arc. Vivian Houston. She'll dribble in. Free throw line. Might have adjusted her feet. Got the shot away. Shot's good. 2-point bucket. 37-21. In the front court, Katie Huskies, Ella Hitchcock. Crossover, elbow, right side. Cameron Rowe rolls around the perimeter, having a chair. Cameron Runner. Runner guarded by Tolan, so walk by her. He shot the paint, 2-point bucket, good. Cameron Runner. That's off the end from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline, Vivian Houston. Gonna work a crossover out top. Move the ball away. Tolan. Working a side back in the ball game against Ellie Wilcoxon. Work at left side on the dribble. Spin move, baseline. The lot of the corner baseline. 3-point shot effort. Going to be blocked. Ella Hitchcock. Shot was taken by lefty number 24, Vivian Houston. 3:54 in the third quarter. 37-23. West Lafayette in front. Look at out top of the basketball. On the dribble. At Fuller. Adrian Tolan, thought about a screen there, then use it. Gonna work at right side, gonna work inside the paint. Try to go off the glass, gonna be a blocked shot. Cameron Runner, ball ended up on the baseline. Cameron Runner couldn't face, came down on the baseline. He brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Sarah Worth is gonna inbound the basketball. 3:42 left, third quarter. Bring it back around. Out top, Vivian Houston. Gonna work it back right side. The basketball down low off the glass. Credit the bucket. And Adrian Tolan. 49-23. 3:25 left third quarter. Working on the screen for the call timeout. The call timeout here in the ballgame. The call by the Huskies. Quarter we'll miss him. 3:21 left. Lafayette, 9. Hamilton Heights, 23. I'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you. AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, further, AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes and extended longevity from each of your automobiles. Mention the same quality work happening right there. Same smiling faces. GM Auto, they are now located just west of Arcadia at 6660 East, 266th Street. Open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. GM Auto, they now, they restore cars and trucks. You reach them by dialing 317-984-5283. That's 317-984. By 2-8-3. So they're going to inbound the basketball. 8:21 left here in the third quarter. 29-23. Lady Huskies. Frail by 26. Going to be brought in. The court. Abby Sherry. Works at the Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner dribbles across over. So they should work it back outside. Back pedal dribble. Then gets her. Ellie Wilcoxon. She's going to dribble by Coxon. She's in the paint. Float one up, it'll come around, it wouldn't go. The last touch goes out of bounds. Touched by the Lady Huskies. Could be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. There are work to get the ball back from Houston. She'll dribble back in. They're going to whistle an offensive foul, illegal screen. West Lafayette in the front court. 49-23, the Lady Huskies will get the ball back. The whistle is foul on 40, Bree Johnson. Bree Johnson is a 5'9" junior. She has two. The work behind the arc. right side on the dribble now. Emron Runner working against Tolan. Emron Runner was dribble right. So we're trying to beat Tolan. And we're just free throw line to the corner. Hadley Cherry for three. 3-point shot is good. 49-26. Back to the front court. The dribble. Coxton. Working right side. They're working back out. Center circle. That's Tolan. Adrian Tolan. Working the left side without the dribble. They're working around the perimeter. Get back. Tolan. She'll pick up the dribble outside the paint. She'll work it to the corner. 3-point shot. You go. That was 44. Vivian Houston. And the rebound stays right there. Houston. Houston followed the fast pass of the ball. Picked up her own rebound just inside the free throw line. She was fouled in the act of shooting. So she'll shoot two. The whistler's foul on Ella Hickok. She has one. So first shot rims around, wouldn't go. 24, Vivian Houston. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. And 5, Kennedy Cherry. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies. 12, Cameron. 16 left. And a shot on the way, good. Oh, Vivian Houston got the back end of a two-shot foul. She'll take a breather. The ball game. That's off the edge. Number 30, Izzy Scarelli. 12 left. The third quarter, 50. 26. Top of the backboard on the dribble. Working to the other side, Cameron Leonard, Ella Hickok. Screen set there by Kenny Cherry. Top of the backboard on the dribble. And it hits Johnson. Ella Hickok, she was dribbling in. You go right here to the layup. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound secure. Cameron. Cameron Runner with the rebound. Cameron Runner was fouled during the rebound. So it could be a common foul out of bounds. So they bring in left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in by Hadley Cherry. She get into Kennedy Cherry. She go off the glass. She'll come down on the floor. She go back up the bucket to 28. 1:42 on the game clock. Top of the basketball. Sarah Wirt. Guarded there by Hadley Cherry. Up over dribble. She'll work it right elbow. Left elbow pick up the dribble. Top of the dribble, Izzy. Corelli. So working it back around with the basketball. Sarah Wirt. Being guarded there by Cameron Runner. Wirt has an arm extension there. No call. They're back out top to go bounce pass. Right side. Absent. And they're going to try to bounce it down low. We're going to go out of bounds. Trying to find teammate Molly Andrew. Belongs to the Lady Huskies. 16 left here in the third quarter. 28. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. Through the center circle, works the right side. With the dribble, going to go baseline. Yes, a recent foul, baseline foul. They whistle on West Lafayette. Cameron Leonard was driving baseline. The whistle was foul on 10. Adrian Tolan. He has three. They left a bucket. They'll do the alley-oop play this time. They'll use Katie Brown for the alley-oop to inbound. Hadley Cherry, 50 to 30. 56 seconds left, third quarter. The dribble right side to hand off. Aston's on the dribble. Picked up her dribble. Throw it left side. Going to go out of bounds. Trying to find the Ascarelli. Goes out of bounds. Katie Huskies going to bring it from the backcourt. Across the timeline and a drop pace, Ella Hickok. 3 seconds left. The dribble, Hadley Cherry. Goes to the left side, going to go baseline, going to bring the ball back out. Katie Brown. I know it's Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble right to go 2-point shot in the air, Kennedy Cherry. Out rims off with Joe rebound. Tolan, Adrian Tolan on the approach. Sarah Wirt, outside the arc, 22 seconds. A lot of folks in the traveling violation. No whistle. What goes out of bounds is going to belong to the Lady Huskies. Back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. 23, Cassidy Schakel. Taking a breather. That's 25, Kennedy Cherry. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Back in the ballgame for West Lafayette. It's 24, Vivian Houston. Taking a breather from the extended quarter break. 10, Adrian Tolan. Up over dribble. Ella Hickok. Puts left side off the glass. Couldn't get it. Got a shot blocked, deflected. The rebounds picked up Hamilton Heights, 24, having Sherry. He got fouled in on the putback. So Sherry's going to shoot two. 30, substitution waiting. The scores bench. Having Sherry run around, falls in. Having Sherry on the season. Entered his line, Dick. But right here, 60%, he's now 13, 21 on the season. Then he carried back in the ballgame. Gonna bring her 23 caps to Shakel. 12.6 left here in the third quarter. I mean, Cherry shooting one more. Second shot is good. 50, 32. Brought in across the top line, Sarah Worth. Working down low to Colin. In the paint, to go off the glass. Turn around jumper in the paint. At the bucket, and she'll shoot one. 7.3 left in the third quarter. Substitution back in the game, Cassie Shakel. The little offense defense with Kennedy Cherry. So 7.3 up here in the third quarter. 52-32. Free throw line for West Lafayette, number 10, Adrian Solon. When the round would go, rebound, Cassie Shakel. For seconds, crossing the timeline is Cameron Leonard. Tipped stolen by Colin. Going to be no shot. Colin up to the front court to Sarah Worth, and that'll complete three quarters of play. End of three quarters of play. Lafayette leads Red Devils 52. Hamilton Heights, the Huskies, 32. Also mentioned, this game is in parts being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only, to browse around 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, boards, axe, turnaround, prices are low, below you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Excuse me. And then you can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. That's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So first foreign sales. We'll try to get this mission this week. Last 3A girls basketball rank. Top 15. For mission. December 10th edition. This was mentioned recently, a couple of days ago. This Class 3A. Try to get to that. Ball's brought in. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Alternate possession arrow. Working right side. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Top of the basketball. Cameron Runner working against work. Cameron Runner back middle dribble. To take a shot outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Cameron Runner for three. 52-35. Bring it to the front court. The basketball is number three, Dylan Gaston. Outside the arc, Sarah Worth. Fourth back barrel dribble. Going to work it outside on the dribble now. 24, Vivian Houston. Sarah Worth around the perimeter. Gaston gets it to the corner. At Colin, now back outside to Andrews. Andrews on the dribble. Going to work it to the corner. But it's not going to go baseline. So I would lay that wouldn't go. Rebound secured. A West Lafayette, 20, Molly Andrew, 5'10 junior. That initial shot would go for Vivian Houston. 6:58 on the game clock. Petition waiting for the Huskies. Gonna reach in. Foul. Gonna drive the lane. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner gonna earn a foul. She'll draw it. To the hoop left side of the bucket. In the paint. They'll shoot two. And they're gonna whistle his foul on 20. Molly Andrews, she has three. Josh Cameron Runner. First shot is good. Substitution back in the game. Cameron Roten. Cameron Roten wears number 12. Number 23, Cassidy Shakel. One more shot. For Cameron Runner, she got both of them. 54-37. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Vivian Houston, she'll work at right side behind the arc. Pick up the dribble well outside the arc. We're head pass. Her circle. Adrian Tolan. Tolan with the basketball. Get around the perimeter. Captain. on the left side. She'll bring it back out. That's 24. Houston. Took it to the outside edge. Three-point shot. Credit the bucket. West Lafayette, Adrian Tolman. Three-point shot, 57-37. In the paint. Taking my Cameron Grote. It's your own board. Puts it out. Right here in the corner. Wouldn't go for Kane Brown. Back the other direction. Rebound. Holly Andrew. They'll go to the front court with him in it. Throw the ball away. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it from the back court. 6:02 on the game clock. 7:37. Lafayette in front. We're going to see the timeline across the timeline. Captain, that fella Hickok. But it's not going to be picked up. Look at out top. Abby Cherry. Short off the mark shot. Shot wouldn't go. 7:37. Going to give the ball back to West Lafayette. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. First, Terry Cherry is going to check back in. He's going to breathe up for the Huskies, Lady Huskies, Katie Brown. 57-37. Looking to get it in, Sarah Wirth. Guarding in the backcourt, Ella Hickok. Pulling, might have got away with the double dribble, might not. Whistle, going back the other direction. So there's going to be a foul whistle in the front court. And a whistle of foul on Braden Huskies. Number 10, Cameron Runner, she'll pick up her third foul. 5:40 left, we're in the fourth quarter. 57-37, West Lafayette, by 20, on the dribble. We're going to left side. Be a dribble, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be tipped out of bounds. Put a steal, working on the steal. Ella Hickok will have to touch the basketball. Substitution back in the ballgame. Katie Brown, the bench in a hurry. Taking a breather is number 12, Cameron Houghton. He brought in near the West Lafayette bench in the front court. Top Tola. Working back. Houston. Near the 3-point line to Andrew. She'll turn around, dribble. Pick up her dribble. Outside the paint, she'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Trying to save the basketball. To get a save. That was Houston. Ends up in the hands of the Lady Huskies. And Harry Sherry. And dribble across the timeline, gonna absorb a foul. The ball game is gonna be whistled on West Lafayette. Number 20, Molly Andrews. She'll pick up number 4 in the ball game. Jill sat down, gets a medium 5 from Coach Shot. The ball game for her. That's an action first half. Number 40. And Johnson back in the game. She's a 5'9" junior. Out top of the basketball. Silver dribble in the paint, over to the corner. 3-point shot. He's off where to go. Howdy Sherry. Rebound putback. I'm off the rim. Ella Hickok. Back the other direction. Rebound. Solon. Across the timeline. Captain. Working left side to be picked up. Cameron. Runner. Cameron Runner. Pick up the basketball. Backwards. She's going to absorb a foul. So they're going to whistle this foul on 5. Sarah Wirth. She had 2. Back in the ballgame. Cameron Rope. Gonna bring it up. Cherry Cherry. 4:46 left here in the fourth quarter. 57-37. The dribble, Ella Hickok. She went into the corner. Katie Brown out top. Abby Cherry. To the corner, Ella Hickok. Left corner baseline. She'll take a shot. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Dylan Caston. Get the ball in the hands of and Adrian Tolman. Slow it up across the timeline and a dribble. What's the left side? Sarah Wirth. She's on around. Houston. Vivian Houston now out top. Sarah Wirth with the basketball. Then guarded there. Working defense there is 3. Katie Brown. She screened off. Working outside the arc. Dylan Tapson shot in the air. Gonna hit the top of the backboard. It's not out of bounds. Go back the other direction. Play up on the long carom. Cameron Runner. So they'll work it. 52 on the game clock. A steal. Half court. 3-point shot in the air. God wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Basketball carries. And fight for the basketball there. Ella Hickok. And a whistle this foul on the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies going to pick up the foul. It's going to be number 2, Ella Hickok. Not sure that an establishment there in Houston on the dribble. I stopped working the basketball. Stayed in front court. I sit out of bounds. Get hands there by Katie Brown. Substitution back in the ball game. Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry wanted to know who she's going in for. She's going in for Cameron Lowe. Wanted to know her assignment. Bring the ball in. They're in half court. Keegan Cherry for Lexi. So they're working traffic, Jim. They're working back out. They go outside the arc. 3-point shot. He's off. Where to go? West Lafayette. There are words. Rebound. Lafayette kicked away and right into the hands. Adrian Tolan. Left side of the glass. Oh, big shot. Hey, 59-39. Going to work at the paint. Reverse layup. Guys, where to go? Kennedy Cherry. Crossing the timeline at a dribble pace, crossing over. Tolan, he's going to take a shot, setting up to draw a charge. The call, blocking foul, setting up to draw that charge was 25, Kennedy Cherry. 59-39. At the free throw line, going to shoot two. At number 10, Adrian Tolan. First shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. At the score bench, check it back in. Number 12, Cameron Roten. Back out of the ballgame momentarily. He's probably be back in. We don't know. Kennedy Cherry is going to take a breather. Good shot for Tolan. Good shot, good. Back in of a two-shot foul. He's at 39, 3 minutes left. The quarter. In around the perimeter. Cameron Roten doubles. She'll dribble now. She'll backpedal dribble. We're going to get sure it's Tolan. Having Cherry on a set screen, roll off, bring it back to Cameron Runner, trying to push his face, pull the corner with it, 3-point shot, wouldn't go Cameron Roten. Quick it to the front court, Tolan. And the ball skips out of bounds, and it belongs to the Eddie Huskies. 2:35 on the game clock. To be brought in slightly in the backcourt. Can be brought in, going to work the basketball baseline, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner's going to absorb a holding foul, the baseline, to whistle against West Lafayette. Number 40, Bree Johnson. Bree Johnson, 5'9 junior, going to pick up her fourth foul in the ballgame. She'll set down the four fouls and back in the ballgame with four fouls is number 20, Molly Andrew, the 10 junior. Roten back out of the game. Kennedy, Terry back in the game. Let's toss it in. Alley-oop play. He'll be fouled in the act of shooting on the alley-oop. Cameron Runner, she'll shoot two. So the West Lafayette Red Devils have 5 here in the fourth quarter. The Huskies have 3. First shot goes in. Cameron Runner. 60-40. 27 left. West Lafayette in front. Second shot, also good. Third call timeout. We whistled. Lady Huskies, 30-second timeout. We'll try to get through part of the evening. Be more. Number 1 this week. Team, December 10th. Amherst Lady Huskies, 10-1. They're 3A, sectional 24. Number 2 is Springfield Little Central Lady Bombers. He wins, no losses. 22, sectional 22. Number 3, it's Norwell, the Lady Knights. 10-2, sectional 23. Number 4, it's Indian Creek, the Lady Braves. 9-2, sectional 26. 2 teams tied at number 5, Exeter Lady Panthers. 10-0, they're sectional 22. Kingsburg Lady Pirates. They're 9-2, sectional 29. Number 7, it's Scottsburg Lady Warriors. 11-1 to sectional 30. Number 8, Spence Central Bison, 8-2, sectional 22. We'll put that figure back in a moment. They're going to bring the ball in, left of the bucket on the baseline. It'll be brought in by Sarah Wirth, West Lafayette. She'll toss it in. Sectional 24, Vivian Houston. She'll cross the timeline, reaching in, trying to get the ball back. Gives one of her fouls away. That's Kennedy Cherry. Basketball. 2:22 left. 60-1. Going to be brought in the front court. Kennedy has 2. Brought in deep in the front court. Tolan. the triple threat available. She'll pass it to the left side. The basketball. Work it down low. Try to get Andrew. Andrew took a shot off the left side of the bucket of the paint. Rebound. Cameron Runner. She's going to try to go coast to coast. Cameron Runner got the shot to go. She absorbed the foul. They're going to say the foul took place on the floor. Was in the paint layup, and then the foul just before the shot. 2:07. They're going to whistle this foul. Number 5, Sarah Worth. Sarah Worth has 4. So 3 girls, 3 gals, let's say ladies, Red Devils, have 4 fouls. 2 of them are in the game. Second shot, also good. 07, 60-43. Ladies, Red Devils in front. Ball goes in to shoot it. Lost the handle. Coming back to retrieve it. Sarah Worth. The official across the timeline. That side of the basketball, Solon. Solon's going to absorb a reach in. But Hickok had to stop the clock. Well, Hickok grabbed, got one of her fouls, gave it up, and that was foul number 4. They double checked here. We're waiting on the school board. A little conversation, one of the officials. At the foul line is going to be Adrian Tolan. She'll shoot 2. Her shot is good. 1:56 left, fourth quarter, 61-43. Pulling second shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, fought for, so he tips off of West Lafayette. Good hands there by Ella Hickok. Now going to the surface of Sarah Worth. And Ella Hickok right there to pick her up. 61-43. 1:53 on the game clock. On the dribble. Out top. Cameron Runner, she goes dribble in. Can go off the glass, shot rims off, wouldn't go, rebound. Was Andrew, Molly Andrew, with the board. We're getting Molly Andrew 6.6 boards per game average. Sure she's there now. So we'll dribble across outside top of the throw line, trying to hold the basketball quite a bit right here. 26. Coach Stevie Sherry is going to 5 wholesale substitutions in here momentarily. So the foul whistled in the front court. Can be whistled on the Lady Huskies. So the 5 will end the ball game after this first shot. This I was whistled on. She has 3 in the ball game. Sarah Worth at the free throw line. First shot up and good. The Lady Huskies are going to enter the ball game with number 12, Cameron Roten. For 13, now, double check that, Gunner. Then also in the ballgame is number 20, actually chair. For 5, Nora Rieger. And also number 4, Taylor Harley. So shot, second shot also good for Sarah Worth. And Sarah Worth will exit the ballgame in for her in 15. Ellie Wilcoxon. Elizabeth Wilcoxon in the ballgame. 1:13 on the game clock. The dribble back around. Cameron Roten comes across. 3 shots. 3-4 shot. Wouldn't go. Might have been deflected. Not sure. In her face is 24. Vivian Houston. 1:06 left. And in the ballgame for West Lafayette is number 30, Izzy Corelli. Dribble to the timeline. The back around, out top of the circle. Mo Wheaties in the ball game. She wears number 11. So out top of the basketball, working it back around. Stepper dribble, wants to dribble again. Going to throw it. Teammates, Emma Derringer. Derringer is a 5'6 freshman. Dribble back around, B. Johnson. Shot off the mark, a shot taken by Elizabeth Wilcoxon. Picked up by Hamilton Heights in the backcourt and go to the front court. The dribble, Taylor Harley. Stop the move. Right side, Cameron. Oh, back around. Presley. He's sharing. To Rieger. Back out top. 17 seconds left on the dribble. The foul. And she's going to go to the strike. That's going to be Cameron Roten shooting 2. And they're going to whistle this foul. West Lafayette.
be on number 15. Elizabeth Wilcoxon, Atrico Linus, and Bren Roden. Shot up, rims off, where'd go? 14.6 left in the fourth quarter, 63-43. Atrico Linus, Roden. Second shot is good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. Ball brought in. Across the timeline, 15, Ellie Wilcoxon. Working right side on the dribble, she'll pick it up. Emma Weedy. Took it back out top on the dribble. Bree Johnson. And outside off the handle. And the clock's going to empty out with the ball on the floor. That's going to complete 32 minutes. Basketball. Final score here tonight. West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils. 63. Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky. 34. I do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention for your 10 minutes, and we'll mention next game on the agenda. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils. It's going to be January the 2nd. That'll be a Tuesday. Have some time off till then. I'm sure they'll practice. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Thank Lady Hot Dogs. Be at West Lafayette, Lady Red Devils. And that gym is off campus. We'll mention the Lady Husky. The Husky's going to be in action this Saturday. See the 16th of December, 11:30, I think JV might be just one half play. And at 12 noon or so, the varsity game, the Hamilton Heights, will be at Clinton Prairie. Said that earlier at Hamilton Heights. I'm not saying so. It's going to be at Clinton Prairie. It's the Clinton Prairie Lady Gropers. And we do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife, Soundcheck, and appreciate her. We know that. And till Saturday. I apologize, I almost forgot to mention this, but we left off at Scottsburg, Lady Warriors, Benton Fischel. We got to mention, at number 9 this week in Class 3A, sectional basketball, number 9, sectional 32, Gibson Southern, Lady Titans, in 3. At number 10, Evansville Memorial, Tigers, 8-1, sectional 32. For 11, Twin Lakes, Lady Indians. Lady Indians did lose the game this week. It was a close one. They went against Central, the Vipers. That was on Tuesday. That was a 52-45 contest. We'll mention the Lady Indians on sectional 22. We'll mention number 12 this week, Washington Lady Hatchets. They are the Lady Hatchets. 10-3, sectional 31. At number 13, Lafayette Lady Red Devils. They're now 9-6, sectional 22. And she came tied at number 14. She has the top 15 for this week. Team is Tippecanoe Valley Lady Vikings, 10-1, sectional 18. Also at number 14, Fairfield Lady Falcons. And as mentioned, they are the reigning champions. That was a year ago. 10-1, they're sectional 20. Again, we thank you for tuning in, and we'll hope you'll tune in on Saturday. At noon. Then, thanks again. Hey, we're post-game. I got this cold working on me again. Yeah. We're post-game. Let's talk to Coach Keegan Cherry. Coach,
a good game tonight.
They were here.
Yeah, I mean, West Lafayette is good. I mean, their expectations for them coming into this season are really high, and their record is nowhere in close to being indicative of how good that basketball team is. And I think, you know, everyone got a chance to see that tonight. When they're making shots at the level that they were making them early, boy, they are so hard for us to guard. They have size underneath. They can stretch the floor. They can drive it. So it's a tough matchup for us, and hats off to them. They were the tougher team tonight, and we don't get to say that. We don't have to say that very often, but our girls, and it's on me. It's my job to get them ready to play, and we weren't ready, I don't feel like.
I guess really it's on you, but I got to mention them. They run pretty much the same offense you do.
They have a lot of similarities there, and, you know, I guess it comes down to the little things sometimes, and, you know, as coaches, we're always preaching things in practice. We're able to get by with some things in practice. And then when you play a physical team like this, it's just attention to detail. So the things that we get by with in practice carry over to the game, and you know, we're just not executing, whether it's driving the lane with contact and playing off 2 feet, you know, being strong, seeking contact, those types of things. If you don't do that, your margin for error is already slim, and it just becomes almost impossible.
So both teams are in the top 15 this week. That means your team. But let's just talk about what's going to happen Saturday. You got half a game or something.
JV will play two quarters at Clinton Prairie. We'll get a full game varsity following, so that's going to be an early tip, I think, at 12:30 at Clinton Prairie. But tonight's good for us. I mean, the rankings, the number one ranking, to be honest with you, I'd like to get rid of that because, I mean, we're taking everybody's best shot. We got West Lafayette's best shot tonight, and that makes us better. So ultimately the loss hurts tonight. We're going to be better for it. And hopefully this will give us some fuel, some things to remember as we go into practice tomorrow and get ready for Clinton Prairie on Saturday.